Blog no. Talk Radio. The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life, Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
Show will start at 7 p.m. We have exactly 20 minutes before we start the show. 7 p.m.
It's a bit of a
How you doing? What's up? It's starting at 7.
Right.
So, trying something new so that people can call in without a problem. And let me get this out.
Way that it works, you have no idea how none of this works. Right?
No.
All right, so it's going to be Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope, Blog Talk Radio, all at the same time.
Okay.
And the topic is images, how they control your mind.
Right.
Right. So, first I'll do an introduction. Talk about the introduction of the show, and then I do a go from 6 pins to one that works. So, after the introduction, like the first 15 minutes is like current events introduction, plug in my brand, and current events.
Okay.
And after that, it's introducing the topic. So then I'll talk about that, and then after talking about that, probably 10 minutes, I'll say, yo, come back from this short break, guess, like that. So it's Everton at
Everton
Allen. So, then I'll just be questioning you, like, as a graphic designer, you study media, you this, you that, you just go along with it. And then I'll say, you know, let people know how to get in touch with you, how to get your services, stuff like that, book covers, whatever you need done. And we'll be doing it like that. And,
you know, I'm just going to feed off you.
And you just flow.
Yeah.
That's it. And I'll just be questioning you. What's your opinion about this?
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
Yeah.
And you just go back and forth, and you know, you let them know, you know, what's important for people. Like, yo, what's important? So it's like, you feed off of me.
Yeah. I figured. It's just really a conversation.
Right. Now, let me write this down. Intro. Landon, like, intro, opening, like, Landon, opening, like, Landon,
How you say that kid's name?
Extension.
What you said?
Tentacion.
Tentacion.
Yeah.
Tentacion.
You want to talk about him?
Sean.
Yeah. Oh, you can talk about current events.
Yeah, something else with
Yeah, the crazy thing about it.
Like pulling a stunt like this would really help.
I mean,
pulling a stunt like this would really hurt him.
How do you come back?
You come back. So, here's the thing about it, right?
Like, I'm gonna just tell you something. Like a couple years ago, like, you remember when Jay Stash tried to do this and shit? So he was like on Twitter, like, I'm gonna kill myself. And
then
Yeah, like, it was one night where he was going in like all day, like, I'm gonna kill myself at this time, and then he just stopped tweeting for a while. People was going crazy, like.
That's different.
Oh, because he got murdered. Worse. Well, he got murdered.
It's not.
Oh,
it's
if
you fake your death. Yeah, but that's a misdemeanor.
He's already in trouble. So
still a misdemeanor. At the end of the day,
the
$500,000 that he made in the last 24 hours outweighed the punishment.
He probably made more than that.
I think you're right as far as money, but
and fame and fame and status.
His fans are different type of fans. His fans were suicidal.
So let me tell you how you organize this, right?
All right. Remember, X is not like the average.
I don't know
nothing
about this guy.
Okay.
So, that might be.
Let me just help you. Let me help you understand something, right? Okay. He plans his death, right?
People have said
that. It's a dude in Harlem that did this like four times.
I think I heard that story before.
Right.
I think I
heard the most famous person was Niccolo Machiavelli. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Take your death. Get the heat off of you, prosecution off of you, everybody off of you, right? In terms of criminal court, they need to see a death certificate by a medical examiner. So that's a little different, right? So as a start, though, how you become infamous off of this is
this is the part that
you're the top promoter for so-and-so show. Right? Or whatever show in Miami. He's from Florida?
Yeah. He's from Florida.
Right.
Like down the street.
Oh, he's from Cold Spring?
Yeah. He's from Spring. He just bought a big ass trip.
I thought he was from Lauderdale. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Right? So now. Okay.
But he hang out with Cold Spring.
Okay.
Yeah. Like his entourage is Spring. Like 1/10 of them doing like that.
Okay.
Like where the fuck are these in Cold Spring?
One ten.
I live in Cold Spring.
Sample and 110.
I'm gonna be honest. What's between 110 and 110?
It's over there by that. It's over there. It's right by Coral Ridge. Right by in between Coral Ridge and that Burger King that's on Sample.
Right.
That block.
That's where I live.
That's where they at.
So there's nothing a high rise. Like, where are these guys at?
I'll
drive right now. I want to go see these guys. Where
you know, say if you're going down Coral Ridge, right, and you pass Sample, you pass that first like turn down, and then how
Sample and Cold Spring is where Burger King. Spring Drive.
So if you go on Cold Spring Drive and you go north past Sample, you take that left
into that. It's hood. Houses. Now it's two sides.
Right.
This side is like all apartment.
Right. They have like an apartment on Sample.
Right. The
behind
big
that,
building.
Behind
right.
Those is like where all that
stuff. Okay, gotcha. That's why I would never see them.
Like over there, say if you're going on Sample towards Corbett Drive,
right,
and you cut before you get to the before you get to the gas station, you cut that. It's like a little shortcut through a neighborhood. All in there.
Okay. So now
so how do you pull it off? Tell me.
I'm gonna tell you how you pull it off.
Let me hear it.
Right now he's laying he cuts his hair off. Right?
Okay.
You cut off, you change your identity.
Okay.
Right? You reinvent yourself. Cut your hair off.
Yeah, it's face pad.
Right? Yeah, yeah, that can be removed.
Okay, I'm just
right.
All
or you can leave them. Right?
Okay.
Right? Listen.
Okay,
I'm gonna tell you right now.
Very specific.
I'm gonna tell you how. Yeah. You leave them. If I jump in the car and I go to fucking New York, I go to Omaha, I go to Delaware, I go to a resort, I go to whatever. The three or four of us go. Right? I'm hoodie, glasses. Nobody believes me. Because I'm dead.
Okay.
Right?
And then?
We laying up. We blowing. We laughing about this shit in Vail, Colorado, wherever. Right? 2 weeks. Right? No phones. No Snapchat. No, everybody in the team know. There's only three of us. We all know. No phones. We blacking out. We working on an album. That's all we do.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Right?
Whoa.
That's all we doing, right?
Listen,
right? He is the promoter of the biggest concert or whatever that's coming out in the Miami.
That's not till next year.
Okay, so there's nothing popping off for the rest of this summer.
Not like that.
Nothing big for the whole summer?
Right,
we know that part.
That's the big, like,
I don't think anybody of your age could contain themselves for a year.
That's what I'm saying. That's
but I wasn't
saying.
Talking about a year.
Okay.
Right? Right? And
yo.
then, right? Once the album is tight, I'm saying a month or two, right? It's not hard for the biggest promoter in Florida to put together a show.
I don't think
right? He don't know that part, though. That's like, You done brought Khaled, you done brought Luke, you done brought Trick, you done brought everybody that's somebody, right? And you tell him, I need a slot for the show. I got somebody that's going to make this shit infamous. I can't tell you who it is, though. You ain't going to be like, well, tell me who, or I got to know, or you know, like, all right, I got that slot, right? You can say it's Jay-Z or whatever. It's committed. I got it, whatever, right?
Okay.
Because of your relationship, He ain't got a question.
He gonna go off the strength.
If I tell you, Lee, yo, I got a guest on Wednesday. You don't need to know who it is, though.
Right.
You gonna be like, hey, I don't give a fuck, because your track record done prove that you come
so
through.
He comes back with an album
right?
in a big show.
He's working on an album while he's laying low,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh,
the big show, special guest. Guess who shows up?
Wow.
They put a song on. They put his song on.
Everybody looks crazy because in memory of.
Right? Or they say, fuck it. Let's take it to the next level. We're going to have the three-dimensional,
the hologram
of Extension is performing that night. Better yet. Motherfuckers is so brainwashed, they pack stadiums to watch a hologram.
Yo.
We've seen it done several times.
No hologram, right?
No hologram, Malik, right? No hologram. It's him. The place goes crazy. History is made. Hold on. History is made, right? He says, now on, my name is Peter. Not a question. Right?
Woo.
So far, he takes it so far that he says, I reincarnated myself. I rose after 3 days or some bullshit because people of this gullible. And that's stupid, right?
This is crazy.
Nah,
hey, you as crazy as that sounds,
uh-huh.
That one has the internet going.
No,
crazy.
There's no internet. It's shutting
crazy.
Down. It's shutting down.
Yo, I'm gonna be honest. I've never seen. I've seen this nigga's literal. His rise to fame every step of the way. And literally watch him die on the internet.
Right.
On some unprecedented shit, this nigga died on the internet. You
right.
know what I'm saying? He said it, not for nothing, the way it was set up.
Right.
He has one picture on Instagram.
Right.
He follows one person.
Right.
The last thing he posted was about was a charity event, like, on
right.
his story.
Right.
That's gone. He was doing, like, he was, everything was set up perfectly for him to be a martyr in a way. You feel me? Now, in all of this, a whole new artist has emerged because he there was like a series of
same
things
he
that
killed
he
them
killed
them.
Right.
Right.
So this nigga, I watched his account go from
it's right.
60,000 followers
heard about it.
To 300,000 followers.
I heard about it.
Crazy.
Right.
And I was actually with the artist, a local artist in Miami. We were talking about it. And we was, he was saying that, actually, oh shit, this was before this nigga died. Either way, he was telling me that the shit probably, it don't look like it was just came out of nowhere or by chance. He said this is some, like, New York PR agency, Jewish, white motherfuckers, like, behind this shit, making this shit move. Because everybody wants to sign the next Kodak. Everybody wants another Kodak.
Where is Kodak?
I don't fucking know. Even the story of being locked up is a constant part of the narrative. You know
right.
what I'm saying? You come back out, you get a bag, you get a drop of album.
Honestly?
Right. And who didn't blow
Yo,
after they came out of prison? Who didn't blow after they came out of prison? Who didn't do better after they came out of prison?
No, no.
A lot of people.
So this motherfucker come back from the dead? He comes back from the dead as Peter?
Yo,
don't let nobody else.
No.
Don't let nobody else hear this.
They will forgive him like this.
Yo, they were saying people. A lot of people said that like X, like on the drugs, so he's gotten caught in his car sleeping at random places. So people have saw him in that state before. He's like gone off the drugs. That's what people. That's what somebody was telling me yesterday. One of them like, it was like he did it for like a it was like a big, like other people was like somebody like Ricky Dixon, like somebody called in the Charlamagne. He's like yeah, he did it for a video shoot. Saw it on Facebook, this and that. So, but I'm thinking, like, I know X is fans, and I know the message that he portrayed to his fans, and I also know the trouble that he's in and how people don't give a fuck about that he said. And I don't think that him coming back, I don't think him faking his death is a smart idea, if that is even the case.
Well, we don't know.
I hope not.
You know why we don't know?
Because
nobody did it. At that level before.
No.
Do you know how bad that would be? Like his fans are literally suicidal. Like they would probably put themselves in disappointment because like his message is to like his message.
But he didn't kill himself.
That's
the one
thing.
That's the one thing.
But if you go to his story, I don't know.
Here's the thing.
He's faking his death.
I was saying everything was trying to set up for him to be a martyr.
Right.
Like the last pose, the fucking.
But I thought that was the day he did it. But his hair was braided in the picture that he got shot.
Yeah.
That picture, his shit was up.
No, I'm just saying. Oh.
I realized it after the fact. Like,
right. But all things considered, he set it up like it set up perfectly for him to be a martyr.
I feel like it might have been Peter. Some people were saying it might be the movie.
See how good that goes?
Like he didn't want to like
see how far that goes
or some shit and then they're saying that they're coming to pay. You gotta pay up. And then he said in his shit, like if I gotta be a sacrifice, like some like they were saying like why Ski Mask stopped fucking him and because he was trying to sacrifice Ski Mask. But Ski Mask stopped fucking him and he probably ended up sacrificing himself.
At this point,
but I don't know. I
literally saw somebody die on the internet. I can't say nothing is impossible at this point.
I'm gonna just put it like that.
All right, showtime, fellas. Showtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. That type of shit I don't like.
All right. Heated combo, man. How we start that? How we start? Don't start the show with that. Damn. I mean, you got to put that out. You got to put it out because when it happens.
Oh, I'm putting that out. Definitely putting that out.
Putting that theory out.
Images.
Yo. Infamy.
That's right.
Because you know what's funny? That's you know, in a weird way, a lot of people are comparing this to Pac. In a weird way.
I compare it to Trey.
Okay. No, but this nigga
Trey ain't dead.
Yeah.
Trey got hit up in rolling in his city in the fucking Mozzie. Dolo. We had a show with him, but he's basically Dolo. He ain't dead. But if X was in that same scenario where
I don't showtime, guys.
I don't think
we over here. Hey, we over here arguing about the topic that we gonna straighten out. We alive, bro.
I know.
Let's go.
The Great Zach Tate Show. Everything you were never taught about love, life, sex, relationships, politics, race, the government, and more. The Great Zach Tate's real life, real talk, and unapologetic style of delivery will make you beg for more. He is the truth and the life. And now, The Great Zach Tate Show on Real Life Real Faith Network at blogtalkradio.com.
That's the mic check. Hey, it is the Great Zach Tate Show, Wednesday, June 20th, 2018. Blog Talk Radio Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live, Instagram Live. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Once again, it's the Great Zach Tate Show. I want to thank you for tuning in. You could have been anywhere, anytime, with anywhere, with anyone, but you choose to spend this time with me. I want to thank you again for tuning in. Tonight, we are talking about images and how they control your mind. We're talking about mind control on 929-477-3213, 929-477-3213, Blog Talk Radio. If you're on Instagram Live, I'm going to shout you out. You're on Facebook Live, I'm shouting you out. You're on Periscope. Let me see some love. Dos vidanya to my Russian brothers. Assalamu alaikum for my brothers in the Middle East. Without further ado, before we start, is our opening rite. Opening rite goes like this. Let us come to terms with life. Our life is in the human struggle. The struggle is painful and deep. The struggle holds death and life. Out of struggle of the now, we will create the human world of the future. The past is approved, the present received, and the future is open. God bless you all. Thank y'all for tuning in. So, it's the Great Zach Tate Show. We was off last week. Sorry to disappoint everybody. We had some personal business to take care of. But I have great news. What I was working on had everything to do with the support that everyone has been showing. In the event that you want to continue to show your support, feel free to look up the Zach Tate brand on Amazon.com or anywhere books are sold. We have more than 9 titles right now for sale. We ask that you continue to support. And unlike other things that you give to, you receive a gift after supporting our brand. Denisa, Gabrielle, and I at the Imprint Mass Media are trying our best to entertain and educate the masses with our works of art. We write classic novels. Right now we have a great, great self-help book called Whipped Cream and Doodle, in case you don't know. But most people already know. So if you want to clean up the mess in your life, you want to end homicide, suicide, depression, self-doubt, lack of self-worth, things of that nature, feel free to pick up Whipped Cream and Doodle, $9.99. Amazon.com. Any event you're not interested in reading, but you want to support the brand, feel free to go to our GoFundMe page at GoZachGo. I don't even know if it's working because I ain't been seeing no donations. Everybody just think I'm so rich that I don't need no money. And yes, I am rich, but I am not wealthy. I had $22 in my account yesterday.
So please support the brand. Allow us to get new digs on behalf of 2K. 2K is a phenomenon, greatest movement in South Florida. We are right now about 27 deep, and we are every Sunday rooftop lounge, and the biggest pool party on the East Coast is funded by the 2K family. So continue to show your support and your love. Nay Nay from around the way, how you doing, girl? Thank you for joining. I always love your support. I see you coming through on Facebook. So in case you don't know, we got David Solano is watching on Facebook Live. For everybody who's new to the show, you get shouted out. We shout you out. And if you want ad space, you got to contact the boss, Elisa Gabrielle. She's going to plug you in. We shout out your Instagram, your business, your product or service. We advertise consistently. I cannot give you the phone number right now until the boss posts it. She's going to post it soon enough. And then after she posts it, I'll give you the pay. So tonight we are talking about images. How do images control your mind? Some of the ways that images control your mind is through the media, through things that you watch on television, on social media, or movies, news, and what you overhear on the radio has an impact, but it does not deliver an image. The only image that radio or sound media develops is it forces your subconscious to work and create images in your mind based on the words that you're hearing. So if I say the word rapper, you automatically get an image in your head, and that forces your subconscious. But the images that we are talking about is the images like you see with our Agent Orange, our comedian in chief, Donald J. Trump. The images you see of how he justifies ripping families apart, they control you to believe that his actions are justified. But it's not only Donald J. Trump that control you with images, it's the media in general, and all forms of marketers, people that want your money, your time, and your assets. Your greatest asset is time. So images have a way of controlling. We have a special guest, graphic artist and media extraordinaire, Everton Allen. He'll come in after a break. We'll bring him on. So let's get to current events. So once again, before I get into current events, Imprint Mass Media thanks you all for all your support. We are authors, publishers, screenwriters, and we are doing our best to educate the masses while entertaining them, and we thank you for supporting the brand. Feel free to go to Amazon.com and pick up our new works. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Everybody's on social media. Send that share button. Hit that share button. Let everybody know the Great Zach Tate Show is on. Every Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Blog Talk Radio, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, and Periscope app. So, current events. First thing I want to discuss, and I'm not going to do a moment of silence. If you called me on Instagram Live and Facebook Live the night before last, I was talking about XXXTentacion and his death. So I was trying to deliver a message to the young ones who win the lottery of fame and has the ability to follow their creative path, create a brand, create some content that makes millions of people invest in. And when this happens, these individuals get framed fame, but what is confusing for people like OG such as myself is how do you get rich and then want to be a gangster when all of us was risking our lives to get rich, to avoid gangsters, to buffer our family and buffer ourselves. So I was talking to some younger brothers earlier from 2K Live family, and I said, what if he faked his death? What if he's not dead?
And they went crazy, and I showed them why faking is death. Shabee, what's up, my brother? Thanks for joining on Instagram Live. I was saying that this young kid faked his death, pulled the Machiavelli move, came back out. Album sales will go off. He'll be infamous. First one to ever do it. Nobody else will be doing it after him. It doesn't take a lot with, you know, media manipulation. These images that you see are easy. Then the conspiracy theorists came all out. Oh, look at the picture. He doesn't have the cross on his head. It must not be him. And all this. It's not hard to fool people. Action, camera, go home, edit it, put it out there, send it viral, and it's on. Everybody believes it. Everybody feeds into it. Major concert comes out of Miami. Hologram of Extension is not a hologram. It's really him. And boom. You know, he makes another $10 million, and everybody wants to interview him, and everybody wants him in the movies, and now he changed his name to Peter because he's been resurrected and have a new. This is just all in my mind. Could be too much alcohol. Could be some residue of marijuana floating around in there that's causing me to think this. But my overall point is the power of images, the power of imagery, the power of broadcasting, the power of mind control, the power of feeding you, of feed. Listen to that. You have an Instagram feed. You have a Facebook feed. You have a Periscope feed. The only people that sign up for a feed is people that want to be fed. So if you want to be fed and you sign up and you scroll, everything that you scroll, your mind is recording. These images are having a soothing effect on you. It's exciting you to do something. It's motivating you to do something. Or it's corrupting your mind, body, and spirit. So in current events, with the death of him, along with another brother in Pittsburgh, Poppy whoa, something.
Yeah.
You know,
younger cat.
If it's in fact that Extension, my condolences to his family. I'm not a bit surprised, and I'm not the one that made Pookie and Tyrone into saints when they dead. You're not gonna get that from me here. Some people do things that cause them to have an early demise. And it's all in their hands. We have to be mindful of the things that you promote, ladies and gentlemen, and the things that you predict. A lot of people that was ready to die and was with it. And, you know, if you go by Tupac's lyrics and Biggie lyrics and all these guys that got murdered, killed, like they kind of pulled that energy to them. Their lyrics, their album, name of their albums, the songs they made, was embracing death so much that death came for them. So I don't know nothing about this young boy's music. I'm not going to violate disrespect or be accused of hating on him, his legacy, or his estate. I'm not going to say that his family's pain is not one that's lost, but I understand how the game goes, and I understand how poverty works, and I understand that we live in an upside-down kingdom. Author TJ Pope on Instagram Live says, the younger generation is really feeling this one. Both my son listened to him and they feel the loss. Yes, I understand that. I was informed that the whole South Florida, this is one of their own, so it touches really close to home because everybody's glad when one of us made it. Michael Wright, thanks for tuning in over on Facebook. Mickey, good evening. Thanks for tuning in. Always there every week. Thank you for all your love and your support. We need products, y'all. TJ, Mickey, Shabby, we need y'all to start talking about y'all products. Start buying some ad time so we can shout y'all out. Allow us to start promoting the Eargasm. Allow us, $40 gives you 12 weeks. How can you mess that up? $40, 12 weeks. I shout you out, your Instagram page, your Facebook page, whatever. Whatever you're doing, let me support. And without the $40, I'll still shout it out if you post it up and let me know on my feed, like you're doing right now, what you're doing so I can shout it out. So after this quick break, what is President Trump doing? President Trump is justifying to you through imagery and media why it's okay to rip family apart. Okay, matter of fact, let me go in real quick. Let me get a little in my feelings for a second. This is what I want blacks and Latinos to understand. ROBB. What I want everybody, when I say ROBB every week, I'm not saying go rob somebody. I'm shouting out my brother BX Breed that joined on. So I don't want y'all to be confused about that. So what I want blacks and Latinos to understand is this. If you follow Great Zach Tate, you understand, and you already heard this before, right? Adolf Hitler is one of the most infamous leaders of the known world historically. Why? Because his loquaciousness had the impact on the downtrodden to join forces with him to create not only a utopia, but a master race. And it was very easy for him to convince his followers because he started in bars. His speeches was already for people who were mentally impaired. And he got his followers, and they turned into a crew, and that crew turned into an organization, and that organization turned into a political party, and that political party turned into a military power. President of the first world country already has that power, and he has. So what happens when you enact policies, when you have Congress and senators who are afraid to go against you, and you enact policy where you can rip families apart, and we get so distracted that we become immune to a family. Look at that, y'all. A family being ripped apart, and they ain't commit no crime. The only thing they are guilty of is wanting to live a better life because the colonialism that America institutes in their country is so oppressive, they flee their country to try to make a living here. That's the only thing they're guilty of. And their punishment is incarcerating their children and deporting the family. So we become so immune to incarcerating children that we will have no sympathy on adults being incarcerated. Hence the reason is 1.5 million black males incarcerated. Nobody's out protesting, making a beef about it until Meek Mill came home the other day. And Kim Kardashian got involved and got one person part. So now, whatever they will do to somebody else, eventually you being immune, they will do to you. They will start saying, all ex-felons, deport them, lock them away, separate them from their family. You was incarcerated, all tax evaders, separate them. All criminals, separate. You know, it starts a snowball effect. And they justify with the imagery that MS-13, a gang from Argentina, Ecuador, South America, is coming in your house to kill you and rape you. You better run because MS-13 is multiplying. And how we get him and how we stop him is we get the kids and we separate the family, and that's going to stop them, the Mexican cartels, and allow me to build a wall. Building a wall is just providing jobs for a bunch of people that live out in the middle of nowhere and ain't got no economic resource. So you put them to work for 10 years and you give them a ration so they can buy more trucks and flat screens and keep our economy going. That's what the wall is about. It ain't got nothing to do with protecting from nothing. Just providing jobs. There's a hustle. I'm going to look out for y'all. Y'all get the contract. Y'all put me in office. Y'all worth billions. I'm worth billions. So wake up. Wake up. We'll express this further on real quick. Author TJ Hope. She do airgasm poetry. It's erotic poetry Friday night at Fuse Rooftop Lounge in Pompano Beach, Florida. Be warned because you might get an airgasm. I went 1 week, think it was a few weeks ago, tore it down. I let them know what real poetry and performance was about. Had a great time. So if you happen to be visiting the South Florida area, stop by on Fuse, Rooftop Lounge, home of 2K, family. Sundays is off the hook, kind of for young people. And if you ain't got no big money spending big bottles, don't even show up. I ain't seen one broke person in the crowd. So, but on what's real sexy, sophisticated, go through last Friday of the month, Airgasm. And soon she'll start putting it all on YouTube so you can watch all the Airgasm performances. We're going to send our film crew over there. They're going to start taping. We're going to really do it on the next level. As soon as TJ sit down with me and we show them how we're going to create the Airgasm show, and I'll be an executive producer. You know, so right back after this short break, we're going to bring in Everton Allen. We're going to talk about images, mind control, and how the government and media controls people. Give me a moment.
Brothers and sisters! Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
The rhythm, the rebel.
Hey, it's the Great Zach Tate Show, broadcasting live, Blog Talk Radio, 929-477-3213, 929-477-3213, Blog Talk Radio, Instagram Live, Facebook Live, Periscope Live. I'm going to need some feedback at 929-477-3213. So, we're talking about images, right? What prompted this show topic? Because what we do at the Imprint Mass Media is we talk about all the shit that they tell us we shouldn't talk about. We cover the topics that are controversial, get us killed, probably get me deported, and I'm American. And it is important for us to teach you so you can teach the masses, and everybody can learn from each other. So, in this day and age, if you walk through any street, anywhere, at any time, you look to the left of you in the car, you look to the right of you, somebody got a phone in their hand. And on that phone, they're either responding to someone or being influenced by image. In certain states where it is legal to talk with your phone to your ear or have your phone in your hand while you drive, you will see people like this while they're driving. They'll be watching a movie in the middle of a highway going 60 miles an hour, driving slow because they caught in the movie. And until they see a police officer, when they just put the phone down a little and keep driving, they're not speeding. They are a hazard, but the imagery, right? Or you FaceTiming. I don't know what the Samsung feature is, but somebody throw it up. Somebody put it in the comments so I can know what I'm talking about. What's the Samsung feature if two people got Samsung?
I don't think they have.
Oh, they don't have that?
Google Talk,
maybe? Google Talk, or maybe Tango, or Skype, or whatever, right? So people are so busy, distracted. Got Nikki Fizz Hudson on, Big Sis coming through. Thank you for on Facebook Live for joining the Great Zach Tate Show. 929-477-3213. So now, we are so influenced by images that we have a subconscious tapping. We are booted in and booted up directly to our media sources that these images either soothe us or dictate our lives. I was talking to my queen about these Gucci belts with the big G's, right? And they got to love in basketball. They got to love in hip hop. Like, Gucci's doing their branding, right? So now every woman is going to feel inadequate if they don't have one. So they flying off the shelves as a status symbol, right? And I was telling her, it's so sad that women who are worth millions are not making their own brand. And like, I come from an era where everybody tried to make their own fashion statement. Everybody wasn't just following. They took it and they did something different with it. And now it's like, we just cookie cutter because I seen this image. I got to run out and feel important because I seen it. Or I drive this car because the image I saw. Or what it, like, it's like marketers and the news is controlling everybody's mind. You know what I mean? So we need our engineer Lincoln to get some volume on the mic.
You.
And we have in the studio Everton Allen. Turn it over to him.
Good evening.
On Facebook
Good evening.
Live, y'all get to see what he looked like. So when y'all hear the voice and on Instagram Live, you turn to him. And on Periscope, I don't even know if nobody's there. I don't see no heart. I don't see no love. But he's in arms. Oh, man. No, you can't cover it. But you can fix that for me. And so we had a technical difficulty over here. I'll fix this real quick. So, Everton, speaking to the mic.
Good evening. How's everybody doing tonight? Pleasure to be here. Appreciate you, Zach.
No problem. No problem. I'm going to turn Facebook Live a little to the side so you can see you got a scoop closer this way. And you can see Mr. Allen. He can be found at Everton Allen on all forms of social media. If you need any graphic work done, anything done with
Brandon.
You speak. Introduce yourself. Let them know what you do.
Like Zach said, Everton Allen, creative consultant, graphic designer by trade. I specialize more so in branding and single page layouts. I mean, book covers. You could think of digital ads, things of that nature. So I've been doing this for about 10 years now. So I'm very versed in the business. So if anybody needs any marketing advice or consulting, I'm the man for that. Again, at Everton Allen on Instagram is the best way to get at.
So that's at Everton Allen on Instagram. Okay. You can see his work. And the reason I brought him in is because he's a media specialist and he understands the value and the importance of affecting the subconscious through imagery. So do you agree that, and can you give us examples of how individuals are controlled by something they see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a big user of social media myself. I mean, I guess I'm a bit younger than you, but I wouldn't say I'm that much younger than you. But basically, I consume a lot of social media myself, especially on Instagram. So I'm not only a user, not only do I understand it from a marketing or a business standpoint, I understand it from a personal standpoint.
Give me the difference between the personal and professional standpoint.
Okay, so take for instance.
That media and marketing affects.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, everybody isn't going to use it the same way that I'm approaching it as a business professional. I'm thinking of it, everything I do, whether it be opposed to my story, things I interact with, it's all going through the lens of a brand. Now, most people have just a personal account. They're just consuming media, following whoever they want to follow, whether it be celebrities, family, things of that nature, interests. I think one of the biggest media platforms, or the two biggest media platforms for the Black community right now, is Shade Room and Baller Alert.
Now, perfect.
Now, though,
Shade Room. And
Baller Alert, the interaction and grip they have on the community. They can literally put out and control a narrative for anything.
What do you think their followers are combined? If you took all the followers of the Shade Room,
at least maybe 50 million, something
50
crazy.
50 million people.
Something crazy like that. Right. I don't know. I mean, granted, you always got to account for maybe take accounts or dormant accounts or whatever.
Right.
But then again, I mean, that's still a large reach. That's still a lot of interaction that they get on the
daily. Absolutely.
So, I mean, personally, I do think there are vehicles of groupthink out there that will use imagery.
Right. Give me what groupthink is.
Groupthink is, I guess, the opposite of free thinking. Groupthink is more so like.
Well, I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. Groupthink
was free thinking.
Free thinking.
And was group thinking. Because Kanye was running around with this free thinking.
Yeah, right.
That was Kanye's whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm a free thinker. And so explain to the audience what's the difference between a free thinker
so, and group thinking. Free thinking, I think it's a very actually hard thing to achieve, but it's basically independent of all things around you. You're making decisions solely based on your person, not really influenced by other things. I mean, I get influenced from whether it be fashion or the people around me or things of that nature, you know what I'm saying? So it could, when you're free thinking, it's more so that you're more vested in self, I guess. Groupthink is you're basically just consumed by whatever
everybody else is doing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Like social media is probably the largest groupthink platform.
So let me give some examples. Free thinking is, does it have to be an original thought? For instance, I think monogamy is foolish. I believe the thought of individuals going to a synagogue, mosque, or church to create a bond and follow religious rules that is automatically setting you up to not understand each other's love language because you're being dictated to how you should love.
That's a free thinking thought.
Right?
I would say
so that. To me, that's free thinking to say, like, yo, we need to do away with being taxed in our unions and our marriage. And we need to have more life partnership ceremonies where two individuals who have laid out a process and did some studying about companionship then decide to get together. Or we need to be able to isolate that we are procreating together. I like your genes, you like my genes. We're going to make love and have a baby. We understand that it's an intentional act. So that would be free thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then group thinking is
think of people that may be the most.
Let's demonize Kanye West because somebody influenced you. Whatever.
Okay.
Somebody else says we're gonna agree with what
that's
they said because Jay-Z and Beyonce said it, so it's got to be the truth, and we're gonna go with that because they prophets like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically repurposing somebody else's thought.
So should people?
Everybody can't be a free thinker because the world will go crazy.
Why would the world go crazy if everybody was a free thinker?
Because you need to apparently you need to control people.
Turn.
Apparently you need to control people, which is what
anybody wanted. I'm listening.
That's why. Laws are in place and things of that nature.
So free thinkers would automatically create rebels.
Yeah.
So that means that you're supporting my view that most people are controlled.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think of artists or creatives as more so the free thinkers, the people that are trying to break away from the mold or the tradition or the way things, the norm.
What if everybody sound the same, though?
In terms of what?
Like, I listen to, younger people's music.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And to me, every song is saying,
But there's not just, you're saying everybody, that's not everybody.
Then the next song comes on.
The next song comes on
and it goes, I'm like, what the hell are they saying? they mumbling?
You sound crazy. Sound like the old people.
Yeah, I'm old.
That's the old people.
I'm old and I'm proud that I've made it to this age, even though I don't like being old. So if everybody sounds the same,
that's not true.
Is they really being creative?
That's not true. That's just not true.
Okay.
I can tell you 100% that's not true.
Everybody else sounds.
No. Plenty of different sounds. There's a different. There's genres within hip hop now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got the You got the mumble rappers. You got the street nigga route. You got the top tiers, like the conscious rappers. You got some of everything. You know what I'm saying? It's if you want a specific type of. I mean, Nas just dropped an album. Like it's hip hop.
Phenomenal.
It's a great album.
Great album.
Great album.
Great body of work.
Great work. But there's something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Don't try. I mean, it's just, don't let the internet fool you. That's what we're talking about, right? So we're going to bring it back home.
Just bring it home.
Don't let the internet fool you with imagery. There's so much out there that's just not true. Take for instance, oh my God, this shit that went viral recently was a Nike recruiting account. Did you see that?
I fell for it.
You see what I'm talking about?
I fell for it.
That's not even image. That was all text.
And my oldest son texted me and said, Pop, it's fake. Take it down. And I left it up just in case they want to send me some free
and he was right.
Nike and make me an ambassador.
Nike don't need to do that.
It don't cost me nothing.
I hear you, but it's fake. Now that account, did you unfollow the account?
No.
Okay, now that account can get flipped into, I don't know, the next SoundCloud rapper, and you ain't even going to know. They're just going to start posting shit one day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? This is the way the internet works.
Got it. So now, with that imagery of the Nike brand,
yeah.
I'm already programmed under Nike banner.
Damn.
I'm already completely...
You just buy in no matter what.
Program, right? Hold on. TJ's poll, TJ Hope said, check out Ski Master Slump.
Yeah.
God, young artist, but very unique. They're not all mumble rappers, and I'm around your age, Zach. I got a few 50 years old, TJ, but you all look great for it, and it's cool. I'll check out Ski Master. But I posted...
Ski Master is local as well. He came up with X.
Okay, I promoted a young man on Great Zach Tate page on Instagram today, and he was rhyming about the power of black women.
Mm.
So they all don't sound the same. I'll take that.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We got to stop.
Yeah, I know,
we gotta stop.
I know you wasn't 50 years old.
We can't.
You know, I just I'll just be putting that rose hip and tea tree. But, so
we
now
can't keep perpetuating that thought.
Good.
Okay.
Fine. So I'll take that back. What I would like to you to really educate the audience on is the impact of branding, okay? Because I am having a personal struggle with this. And I think the audience can learn from this because as the boss, Elisa Gabrielle, always stresses to me, you know, she's my other wife that just beat me in the head all the time, like nagging me about certain things, right? Where it's like, like a wife do, right? Like, you gotta think about the brand. You can't be looking like a clown. You can't be saying this.
It's
you can't
all,
be doing this. And you can't be doing that, right?
Right.
So I look at 50 Cent.
Okay.
Who does whatever. I look at Puff Daddy, he does whatever. My queen always says, they can do that because they made it already.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But I feel like Papa Pro, the Floridian, thanks for tuning in on the IG. Am I saying that right? Parapro. I know I wasn't saying that. Parapro on 007. So thanks for joining. So with the branding, right, my queen always reminds me, she says that you are way beyond this. You're above these things. You don't need to say these things. But some things I want to respond to.
I hear you.
Right?
I hear you. It's the right way to deliver it.
Like the Jamie Foxx assaulting a woman's penis, hitting her in the face. You know, in my mind as a man, that's just a sex act. Right? So most guys, we do this. Like, what's the big deal? All right, there's assault? You're going to lock up half the country? And she's like, no, you don't need to do any kind of Facebook Live or Periscope on that. Don't do it. So I'm like, all right, let me protect the brand, right? Because I don't want to hear Lisa's voice. I don't want to hear my wife yelling at me. Because they have the influence to make me think common sense. Right. Is it that detrimental? All right, first question, does everyone have a brand?
No.
What is the difference between a person that has 20,000 followers, and all they film is how they getting dressed in the morning, versus me, who's selling all this stuff and only got lucky if I got 1,500 followers.
I mean,
do I have a brand, or does she have a brand?
Both.
We both have a brand.
Intention is what makes a brand.
Break it down.
basically, if you set out with intention to be something and to be a public figure of some sort, you become a brand. It doesn't matter if you have 500 followers, 20,000 followers, you're still a brand because there's an intention there. Now, the best way for a brand to, I guess, become something is obviously consistent. Number one,
the images.
Images, the brand voice.
What is a brand voice?
That's your captions. That's how you say things, what the things you talk about, how you approach things. Like, you know, you expect certain things from Oprah. You expect certain things from Diddy.
I understand. I'm going to give you an example. Let's use an example, right? All right. I know, without getting too deep, is a thing called canopticism, right? Okay. We are part of Canopticon.
Okay.
Right? And there's ruling classes, which will be who's the governing body for broadcasting? The FCC.
Okay, okay, right? Okay.
So the FCC controls the canopticism by saying, this is what we allow you to influence people with, and this is what we won't allow you to bring to the masses.
Okay.
Because it will create pandemonium.
Right.
And we need to keep a level of control in this canopticism, which is like a controlled environment.
I mean, that's pretty good, though. It's still pretty good.
Okay, so now, you saying that when we, each of us goes out and want to use imagery to control people, to support our brand.
Bingo. Perception.
We have to target their perception by doing what? Because Diddy posts how fly he is, and then posts his next show coming out.
Right, but
and then posts with his daughter.
Because he's known for all these different things. I mean, it's the lens that you want to put out. Like, okay, the most basic example I have of this is if somebody's coming out or attempting or putting out that they want to be an artist, a musician, a rapper.
Right.
And you go to their page and you don't see any music.
Right.
They're not doing branding right.
All
right.
So I got an EP coming out probably in a year from now.
Right.
Right. I'm rapping.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't have no music on my page now.
Right.
So what imagery do we need to use when we create a brand? Like, how do we create a brand? How do we create the images? And what content do we use to influence people to pay attention to us?
We'll use the music example as one thing. Now, what would you say the Zach Tate brand stands for right now?
In theory or based on my historical posts?
Right now. Just tell me what it means right now.
Making people confront the uncomfortable.
Okay. How?
By posting messages that is against what mass media wants you to understand. I'm the alternative news.
Okay.
My books is alternative way of looking at things. My views in my books is, I bet you never looked at it like this.
Right.
I bet you never thought it like this. Or you better grab your nuts and start standing up and do this about it.
Right.
Okay.
That's what the brand stands for. Now, you,
I don't think that's the brand.
Okay.
Lisa, kill me if I said that's what the brand. Well, maybe not. But okay, let's go with it.
I mean, yeah, it's basically.
Let's roll with it.
The way you put that, you perceive that to your audience is by doing what? You're reposting content, pretty much.
Reposting content. Shout out to Big Miz. Great author tuning in on Facebook Live.
So you're basically, in terms of this alternative news, are you pulling this from somewhere or you create your own content?
No, I instead of being indoctrinated, I've been educated.
Right.
I know how to investigate, read between the lines,
okay.
Throw away the fluff, do my own exegesis of things, and I'm giving my view. That's what the media does, but it's controlled rather than just me coming up top.
Okay. Now, the key is, how many people do you think are out there that need this or want this information?
Everybody needs it. People don't know what they want until the images or the voice or the messages, or I don't get cosigned.
That's a big problem.
Right, like Kevin Hart was like, yo, I was listening to Great Zach tape. I have 100,000 followers tomorrow.
Yeah.
No, so I'm not getting co-signed by.
You need to. That,
right?
That's a big part of it is, I guess, getting endorsements from like-minded individuals.
So how does the regular Joe Schmo that builds a brand, right, and has followers use images to get co-signed, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, not just you. I don't even think that's more of an image thing. I think that's more of a relationship thing. You should get a cosign based on a relationship because whether they posted something that you like or you said something that or you know the person, that's a real endorsement. Then you get eyes or viewership or awareness that you weren't going to get.
So let me make sure I'm hearing you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm hearing you say is the same way Pepsi Cola get Kevin Hart or Drake to endorse Sprite.
No, because they just paid.
They paid him.
Right.
How does Joe Schmo or Simple Sally?
You got to start with what's around you. Like this isn't something that just happens overnight. Unless you're like the yodel kid from Walmart.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
right.
Unless you go viral overnight, it's just a consistency thing.
So walk us through it, step by
boom.
Step.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what I do for my brand.
Right.
I have an apparel brand. I represent. My focus is Miami culture from yesteryear. I'm showcasing that, or channeling, or creating
vintage
Miami vibes, hood
right.
vibes.
Right.
So it resonates with a certain crowd. Probably not gonna resonate with somebody from Broward. Probably not gonna resonate with somebody from New York. Definitely not for somebody that's from Cali. But I know there's a target audience of a couple hundred thousand people.
I want the pink Miami Vice blazer.
with the
silk t-shirt.
Oh, you want
I
that
want
look?
That look. That's vintage Miami.
You
want
to rock with that? See, I'm maybe my vintage Miami is a little bit
different.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway. So now
so
somebody has a
brand.
Page. For your brand,
right. So
you have your
what
followers.
I,
how do you create a relationship with the imagery that you use or endorsement?
Right.
Like, how do you do that? How does somebody do that?
I have a product, right? I create campaigns around my product to release them, to promote them. I utilize mainly Instagram, so I'll post different things to announce.
So give me an example.
Educate the audience. I can show
you.
I'm not going to show you.
Give us examples of how to create a campaign
so
for our brands to go for.
I'm releasing the shirt. I pick a release date, and then I backtrack. Okay, I'll take photography of the product. I'll think of captions. I'll plan what I'm posting. And then I'll utilize the story to make more announcements or repost the same content. Now, this is just based on me because this is what I want to put out to the world. So that's all it really boils down to. Now, if you want to incorporate personal things, like I said, that's not really a brand thing, but it can be included in the story. It's just a story that you want to tell the world.
Okay, I got a book coming out.
Right. You just can't drop like...
I love the addiction.
You just can't put it out and say, okay, this is coming out.
That's what I do.
Right, but...
How does one create a campaign...
You need to be telling the story. That's what I'm saying. Like you need to
do images.
Yeah.
How? Tell me.
What's the whatever the book is about? You should be explaining these things to the people, so it's not just this is just a book that I'm doing. You need to.
So the book is about a female who gave up on her relationships and loves using sexual toys until she meets a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
and that personal trainer kind of rocks. Change opens her world up a little more. And
so obviously,
what campaign will I build up in images to influence readers to invest in my brand?
Do you have? I would consider if it was me, I would consider real life imagery to support the release of the book. So
give me examples.
Telling a story that's in the book, basically, like strong imagery, a certain part of the book that maybe is an important part of it. You want to showcase that, setting up a photo shoot of some sort.
Oh,
with
okay.
Models and
okay.
things of nature,
okay.
kind of like, or even video. Video might even be better. Video is king right now.
Right.
You set up some type of interaction where you almost showcase that. They're like, you know, you're drawing your crowd a little more versus just in between the book cover.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? You could pull excerpts from the book,
right,
and use that text in different ways, whether it be, you know, on a nice background or supported imagery from the video shoot. You know what I'm saying? It's more than just saying you're doing something. It's telling the story behind it.
Got it.
So people understand what exactly they're purchasing at the end of the day. When I create my shirts, I have a lookbook, I have a mood board.
Explain what a lookbook is. My audience is a little older.
Yeah, okay.
And they
okay.
all trying to get paid and
yeah. No doubt.
So explain to them what is a lookbook?
A lookbook for an apparel brand is basically a breakdown of product, the inspiration behind it, how the product looks, the pricing, and how they can get it. For a product.
Makes right.
sense? A mood board is the inspiration, usually imagery. It could be sound, it could be anything, but usually imagery that supports the inspiration for the product, the end product.
Okay. Got it.
So I will end up, I'll take those pieces of content and use that in my release because I'm already creating it for myself. Now I'm telling the story of why I'm making this end product. And I'm showing the behind the scenes in the way. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. If anybody got any questions, feel free to call in 929-477-3213. That's 929-477-3213. Blog Talk Radio Live. Or just throw up your own questions up on the comments. In the comments, just leave your questions and let us know. Because we have... at Everton Allen, that's EverTonAllan at Everton Allen on Instagram. You can see his work, what he does. He's educating us on images, how to control the masses, and how they can benefit your brand, product, or whatever it is that you are into on his expertise in media and as a graphic designer could assist you. So now
to pretty much break it down
in
the simplest, the universal thing is that you just need to tell a story, a cohesive and consistent story.
I have no idea what that means, and I'm a storyteller, so
that's,
I don't know how to tell.
You need to.
this is what we did, right? We created, shout out to Lou Wiggs, the great, Lou Wiggs and I sat down. We created a movie trailer for a book.
Boom.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can find him at The Real Lou Wiggs on Instagram and Twitter. This guy's phenomenal with imagery, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to create mini movies for all the books. But don't nobody want to donate no money or help a brother out.
Because they don't know. You won't have no credibility.
I mean, there's people right around. Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't know.
They don't know what you're doing, who you are.
I'm posting every day. I'm asking for GoFundMe every day.
But you just tell them who you need to give.
My audience, my readers. Yeah. I just sold 90,000 books. I can't get $10,000 raised.
So do you have this data?
For the book sale?
Yeah.
I guess I could track it down.
You should. I mean,
now I don't want IRS all in my ass. Like,
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
just blew myself up.
No.
So anyway,
you need to be talking to those people as a brand.
The brand, I'm the brand.
That's, you know, what I'm saying, you need to be talking to whether it's email blast. There's more to it than just the.
I see we don't have to get you back on.
No, yeah, because
we don't have to get you on.
You just thinking about the one by one square right now.
Entrepreneur.
The game.
Listen. We're going to have a show.
Oh, that's my girl.
Called, that's your girl. Like,
yeah, that's my girl.
Your girl.
Yeah.
Mother. Oh, how you doing?
Courtney.
C. Tucker, the fourth. Join. Thank you for joining the Instagram Live. Damn, you love her. You just stopped, got all googly-eyed. Listen, stay focused, bro. So, what I'm saying is we're going to have a part two with Everton Allen. David Solano on Facebook said, for an apparel brand, how do you decide between making your own website or using something like Shopify?
it depends on where you are. It depends on where you are in the process. I actually, for people starting out and maybe aren't fully versed in the fashion world, I guess, Etsy is a great tool. They're
who?
Etsy. Etsy.com.
E-S-T-Y?
No, E-T-S-Y.
E-T-S-Y. Etsy.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabriel Entertainment. You've been listening to The Great Zach Tate Show, a production of Real Life, Real Faith Media in conjunction with Elisa Gabriel Entertainment. Thank you for listening to the Real Life, Real Faith Network on blogtalkradio.com.